Back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre callings on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we're broadcast from. And to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yanup Strong, your mob. Too deadly. All right, now, putting First Nations at the heart of Australia's cultural policy, First Nation Media Australia welcomes federal government's cultural policy revive, and the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander media peak body, First Nation Media Australia, has welcomed the federal government's cultural policy. And the federal government's revival is a five-year, $286 million plan to renew and revive Australia's arts, entertainment and cultural sector. A new body, Creative Australia, will be formed, which will include four smaller bodies, including a first new First Nations-led body that will give First Nation people autonomy over decisions and investments. And with that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with the CEO of First Nations Media Australia. That's Professor Shane Hearn on the line. Professor Shane, very good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And just to say that I'm beaming in today from Garnet's country in Adelaide. But I'm pleased to be here.
Beautiful. Thank you. And before we start, Professor, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
Yeah, I'm Noongar from Western Australia. Most of my mob are the central Wheatbelt area. Grew up in Perth mostly.
Good.
Spent a lot of time in Northern doing cultural training up there with my uncle Alan Jones and others.
Yes.
Because my dad wasn't around, mum's brother took some responsibility there, and I'm very grateful for that. But in a nutshell, that's me. I've lived in Sydney for a bit and now in Adelaide.
Fantastic. And regarding the First Nation Media Australia, can you give us a bit of background on this peak body, please?
The cultural group or our group?
Oh, tell me your group first.
Yeah, absolutely, no problem at all. Well, First Nations media, a peak body for the Indigenous media and comms.
Mm.
Our purpose is about empowering our MOP, First Nations people, through our culturally connected media industry. We have quite an extensive membership, 36 organisations and 40 individuals across the nation. And we'd like to keep on building on that.
Yes.
As part of our industry lead role, we seek to ensure that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have the skills and the resources required to access information, to make informed decisions about their lives, and to share their cultures and languages across all the mediums that are Indigenous media. You know, there's like 157 radio stations out there, four
yes,
stations
big shout out.
Broadcasting on AM.
Beautiful Black network.
Yeah, it's a massive piece, and, you know, we're across all parts of the media platforms, and we provide essential services. We want to increase jobs, improve community-controlled sector sustainability. So it's a big remit, but it's one that we're up for the challenge. And
beautiful.
In light of the changing political and policy environment, we see that First Nations Media Australia has an important role to play in that process.
Yeah, second that. Now, the federal government's revive is a five-year, $286 million plan to renew and revive Australia's arts, entertainment and cultural sector. So with the government's cultural policy in relation to First Nation communities, can you elaborate on the inclusion of the cultural policy there, please?
Yeah, well, we welcome the release of the federal government's cultural policy revive.
Mm.
It's a five-year plan, $286 million plan to renew and revive Australia's art. And we think that, you know, the centre of that, at the heart of that, is Australia's First Nation. It's based on five areas, First Nation first, place for every story, centrality of artists, strong cultural infrastructure, and engaging the audience.
Mm.
So it's a great shift. It's a welcome piece, and we're looking forward to see the detail and how that would roll out. you know, we've got a couple of thoughts in terms of in previous work that we've done, and talked to our members about how those funds might be utilised.
Sure.
But, you know, we'd look forward to a national action plan that identifies the priority areas and playing a significant part in that.
And when you look at First Nations media, we're a powerful vehicle in regard to promoting, educating you know, the people of the world about our culture, but also an opportunity to protect our culture as well. I'm talking like art, for example, or you know, creative workforce strategy, employment, also languages, you know, our culture.
Yeah.
So it's a great platform and a good investment, you could say, $286 million.
Yeah, look, it is. How much that cascades to our priorities, we'll wait and see.
Sure.
But it's a significant shift and it's a welcome contribution. I mean, as you say, I mean, the scope of First Nations media includes, you know, like television, video, film
yes.
production, print, online, radio. There's a real energy about the place to not only, you know, document things on language and culture, which are the priority and the important thing, but also bring to light Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stories about people who are hugely successful in the broader community, whether they be, you know, surfers or artists or opera singers.
Yes.
But bringing those stories to light on those platforms that I mentioned, so that we start to normalise, you know, success in Aboriginal societies.
Well, I know even in this space and the hat I wear as a National Tall Black host, running for 20-odd years, and I've been doing the program for about 11-odd years, when you look at the pandemic, this was a powerful tool in talking to our mob, you know? So the significant role that we played at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. Radio, you know, always is the preference for the regional areas. You know, the statistics are significant, you know, 80% of people tune in. Because broadcasters translate and relay key information in languages that are accessible to communities around the country. You know, it's the preferred channel for receiving news, government messaging, as it crosses language and cultural barriers, connect with the Aboriginal and the Torres Strait Islander audiences in a way that resonates in their local setting. No other media outlet provides news services in Indigenous languages, you know, other than you guys and others that are our members throughout the region.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, Professor, I'm not highlighting just radio, but the you can't beat black on black is what I'm saying, Professor Shane, you know. And when you've got our print, our radio, you know, our television, it is a powerful vehicle as such.
Yeah, I mean, look, even some of the natural disasters that our mob encounter. You know, these are turbulent times and, you know, extreme weather events. You know, radio plays a significant role in promoting safety, you know, to the end of saving lives, you know. I mean, these are major resources for people to tune in and understand how to navigate some of these natural disasters. I mean, and as I mentioned, you know, public health messaging, especially around COVID when we had that time. I mean, we had these blanket approaches, but we needed to tailor the messaging to Aboriginal audiences to help them understand, you know, why this was an important issue for our mob and our communities. And then there's the job opportunities that exist.
Exactly,
there,
which, career pathways. You know, we're
very keen to, you know, challenge that digital gap between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people, and you know, engage our mob in a possible career or profession in this area, because naturally we're good at messaging. You know,
we're
the oldest messages oldest messaging culture in the world.
Exactly.
So we're naturally
always carrying the message stick, no matter what vehicle we're using.
Yeah, the Boona Wakini, we call it in Noongar.
Well, okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
So it is powerful. Congratulations. Look, hats off to the federal government, reviving its five-year, $286 million plan to renew and revive Australia's arts, entertainment, cultural sector. We welcome it. Money's a tool, and a great tool to have. and with that can open up a lot of doors and make a stronger foundation for this sector.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, and you know, you guys are—we're really proud of the work you guys do as well. So, thanks for having us, brother. And,
yes,
we look forward to reporting back soon about how we're progressing on that big policy.
Shane, my brother, thank you very much. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, bro.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Yarn. Beautiful yarn there. Professor Shane Hearn, he's the CEO of First Nation Media Australia, and the First Nation Media Australia welcomes federal government's cultural policy revive. And we're talking about an investment of $286 million for 5 years, planned to renew and revive Australia's arts, entertainment and cultural sector. And here we are talking on First Nation Media, and that's the sector that I'm in. And like I said, this is your show. It's a vehicle that we use to communicate with all our mob out there. So look, add to the conversation. Tell us your thoughts and what's happening, and whatever topic you want to talk about, all these here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And that deadly number again, 1-800-422-416.
Wish you well, and I just wanna wish you well. Got a love you can never sell. Broken heart makes you feel like a jail cell. Everybody's going through, you can never tell. I wish there was a way that I could break your shell and set your body free like you're cool as hell. Wala lang baby, bili daw nung amusing. Nga daw ay nanungo nito legikom na ninayakin nito yago. Wala lang malton, pamurong burong nung ordal kong in the dark room. Yaka yung kugakur.
Burning bright, the past is holding on so tight. I never heard the warning bell, and I just wanna wish you well. I just wanna wish you well.
Don't stop if it makes you feel right. Make room for the feelings you hide. Got love for the whole world, peace sign. High rise, low light, same blood as my brother on the flip side. You can't win at this game, it's a deep fake. Some things you just can't replicate. Nah, y'all getting out of lead. No more bango, nearly milk, no more down. Got a cool, no sleep that I can't afford it all. Do a tricky ending, got a gang, a thumb. One love.
Holding on so tight, I never heard the warning bell.
keep me down, no, no. And I know we have to fight from there to here, yeah, yeah. Though I know, oh, no system won't keep me down, no, no. And I know we have to fight from there to here, yeah, yeah.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Come, ya little bro, bro, come, ya. You run, go tell my lady. I go take a flop out, go T.I. I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton roll of passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles Beach, if not, say see your wall. If I know low boat, I low dinghy, you are cheap on island too. If you look sea white from long way, you savvy me ply, you cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya, little bro, bro, come ya. You run, go tell my lady. I go take a flip boat, go T.I. I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Lord, send me. If not, say see you more. If I know low boat, I low dinghy, you watch cheap on island too. If you look sea white from long way, you savvy me fly, you're cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take off the boat, go T.I., I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles, if not, say see you walk. Come ya, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady.
Tell my lady.
I go take a flip boat, go T.I., I won't be back till Friday.
Till Friday.
I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles, if not, say.
see you walk.
So if you wait for me in North Sand Beach, if not,
say see you walk.
Say see you walk.
My boat last. No petrol. Where's the petrol? Ah, we're stuck now.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. This is your program. I'm just a host, National Talk Black, a one-hour program. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text our brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Looking at the top stories in the news today, please stop heated clash at Sydney Church ahead of George Pell's Sydney funeral. Report into Alice Springs, unrest recommends urgent alcohol ban in Central Australia communities. NT government advised to reintroduce bans, which would remain until communities have time to develop their own liquor management plans. Other stories here is the Australia's most curious case of lost and found things. Rubbish truck satellite images and a television news crew have been involved in some of the almost seemingly impossible searches in Australia. We're talking about it like a needle in a haystack. Despite the slim chances of finding a tiny radioactive capsule smaller than a blueberry that had disappeared along a 1,400-kilometre stretch of road in West Australia, authorities managed to recover the device. Well, there you go. And other stories here, where major projects are set to drive up suburban house prices in Queensland. Also, King Charles won't be on our next $5 note. And with that, I'm looking at putting, after consultation with the federal government, the Reserve Bank of Australia decided against including a new monarch on the new $5 note. And King Charles III won't replace his mother on Australia's next $5 note. Instead, the portrait of Queen Elizabeth II will make way for a design honouring the cultural and history of the first Australians. The Reserve Bank of Australia announced its decision on the note and design on Thursday morning, but said the new design was still some years away from being finalised and coming into circulation. A rare summer cold snap to bring down temperatures in south, heavy rain in the north that is. 10-star seen hours before quitting network. Invented in Australia, this battery never degrades and can't last forever, so why haven't we heard of it? New South Wales rich list shake up, top 44 wealthiest billionaires revealed, and surprising thing missing on a Bonza flight. So there it is, the news headlines for today. Tell us what news is happening in your space. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416.
You're always speaking, but I never hear what you say. Can you replay? I'm in my feelings. I'm a miscommunicating. I hate this.
Let's talk about love. Let's talk about life. Talk about change. Talk about us. Talk about fights. Talk about things nobody does. Oh, let's talk about love. I need a late night conversations to our daylight complications. I need FaceTime, but it's not translating. We just need to talk.
What's it all for if every time we talk, we're just changing locks on all the doors, maybe?
Yeah, Daily Track there, that's Talk, Budgery, and that's also featuring May A here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, Yarn Up with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, and the deadly number 1-800-422-416. All right, now, under eight, or it's too late, are younger children missing out on critical eye checks? Aussie children aged eight and under are spending an average of 2.5 hours per day on screens. Despite this increase in digital eye strain, almost one in three younger children have never had an eye test. Optometrists are calling for parents and carers to include an eye test on their health check. It's ahead of the new school. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with optometrist Michelle Fan on the line. Michelle, very good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Michelle?
I'm from MacArthur area in New South Wales.
All right. I'm in Cairns, far north Queensland, hillbilly up north. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And they're very daunting, under eight or it's too late, younger children missing out on critical eye checks. When we talk about the 21st century, talk about technology and what have you, we're talking about everybody's on screens. It's sad when, under eight, it can affect their eyesight. Is that the case?
Yes, that's right. Australian children under 8 years old are spending on average, about 2.5 hours a day on screens, which is more than double the World Health Organization's recommendations, and this can have an effect on their vision as well.
So it takes a community to raise a child. So we all need to do our part regarding the well-being of our children. So we're talking about you're reaching out to parents, teachers, everybody involved, and carers to include an eye test on health check for our young ones, yes?
Yes, that's correct. Children don't know how to complain. They just think what they see is the same as what everyone else sees.
Yeah.
So, for example, if they can't see the board, they'll just simply copy off their friend. Or if they're getting headaches because they, you know, are having trouble with reading, they'll just go and do something else and it'll just look like they're distracted in class. So, you know, it really is up to the parents to try and be diligent with taking your children for eye testing because they're not going to complain. They won't actually tell you they have symptoms.
Michelle, are schools at the table with this? Don't they have checks through schools, curriculum?
There is something called STEPS, which is a preschool screening that is a government initiative. And so all kids at the preschool age get screened. But, you know, again, if they miss that preschool date, then it gets missed as well. So, you know, as far as optometrists go, some local optometrists might go to local schools and, you know, ask to screen a certain grade. Mm. But generally speaking, it is on the parents.
Okay, so here we are having a conversation on radio and a lot of listeners here. How else are we promoting this, Michelle?
Well, you know, if you see your children sort of having headaches, having, you know, squinting, just struggling at school in general, you know, I think you should consider booking in an eye test with your local optometrist. It's free through Medicare anyhow.
Mm.
And, you know, even if you don't, I think it's still a good idea just to have them checked anyway because it is the start of the school year. And, you know, if you look at the studies, about only a third of kids under eight actually have an eye test, which means two-thirds of kids are missing out.
Well, we always have, it's good for all of us to have a medical checkup once a year. But if that's not happening, if you've got to take your child to the doctors for a sprained ankle or whatever the case may be, well, there it is, you might as well do the checkup there and then.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I've just been working smarter, not harder, but, you know, like killing two birds, one stone. But we need to be more diligent, yes?
That's correct, yes.
Mm. Fantastic. All right, well, so it's very sad, the numbers. I mean, you're talking about that. And when you're saying under eight, it's too late. I mean, 9 years, 10 years old, are you going towards wearing glasses or losing your sight? Is that the case?
Well, we are seeing a rise in something called myopia or short-sightedness with digital eye strain. And what that basically means is their far vision is blurry, so they can't see the board well. And that is a permanent thing. So, therefore, if they're stuck in those glasses, they're stuck in it, you know, for good.
Okay.
So,
No coming back.
No coming back, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we really do need to pick these things up as early as possible and, you know, educate ourselves on how to slow down that sort of progression. And, you know, your optometrist will take you through all of those sorts of things that you can do with your child to make sure that, you know, in this digital age that they are sort of still protecting their eyes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the yarn, Michelle. Listen, all the best. Stay safe and keep in touch. And we'll talk soon, Michelle.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
a deadly yarn there. Michelle Fan, her name is, optometrist, and under eight, or it's too late. Younger children missing out on critical eye checks. So very important for we as parents to do our job to make sure we have the medical checkup at least once a year, but that's all facets of the checkup. I mean, especially eyes tests as well. And children under eight, or it's too late. So there you go. So if you, it affects the child. I mean, like I said, they don't speak up. They just, as Michelle was saying, the optometrist, what they see, if it's blurred, they think it's blurred for everybody. I mean, they don't even think about the blurredness, and they will pull away from the class or for the activity to what they're learning because of that reason. And there you go. It just doesn't help. And then the eyesight, and they could be put in glasses, and then they're wearing glasses for the rest of their lives. So we need to do our bit, you mob. So look after our young ones. They're picking in these. That's what it's all about. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Open up my heart to relieve the pressure, building on my chest. Was an invitation for you to unload your stress. Life without meaning, a vessel without a soul. Euphoria's finally achieved when we all just lose control. So take it easy, and take it easy. Here we go right now. I can't believe my life, 'cause it's heading in the wrong direction. And how many brothers out there getting lost in an intersection? I can't believe my woman just left me all alone. And even though I got four walls, this house doesn't really feel like home.
She said you better not call if you don't got nothing to say. Been staring at a wall with my thoughts in silence. Just wait on my mind, wait on my mind. Get it off with a little bit of rum and a coffee mug. Just a little bit. Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit of rum and a coffee in my heart. Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit of rum and a coffee
in my heart. We all want freedom deep in our souls. Should've got my stuff together many, many moons ago. Stimulate your mind. Artificially creating bonds. Future for the children needs more than likes and shares. Pretend you're not listening and make out like you don't care.
She said you better not call if you don't got nothing to say. Been staring at a wall with my thoughts in silence. Just wait on my mind, wait on my mind. Get it off. A little bit of rum and a coffee mug. Just a little bit, 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 just a little bit of rum and a coffee mug.
Before my eyes.
My people have stories to tell about the land and sea. It's where I long to be. So take me home. Oh, P.I. my beautiful home. 40 tribes of Bogomen.
National Talk Black, your big yarning show. BBM 98.7.
Murame yolagi galabari bundagi, dulame bawale. Murume yulage galabari bundage. Let the river flow again. I can heal. Love is round the bend. I can feel. Bogai, born again. Bogai, born again. Wanangi ane mamale. Wanangi ane mamale.
Yeah, the beautiful voice of Mitch Tambo, Heal is the name of that deadly song. This is your deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. That number again, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text your brother, 0457140550, and don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Looking at news in regarding the Indigenous space, no acknowledgement of Aboriginal country for Gold Coast Council. Mayor says national anthem is enough. An acknowledgement of country will not be introduced at Gold Coast City Council meetings this term, with a leading traditional owner saying, our identity feels rejected. About 60% of local governments in Queensland conduct an acknowledgement of country at full council meetings. The Gold Coast mayor says he'll consider the practice after 2024 elections, which traditional owner Justin Dillon describes as disappointing. She says, she says an acknowledgement of a country is a form of respect and would like to see it become part of everyday living. Typically, a brief statement during a function of or public meeting, an acknowledgement of country recognises traditional custodians of the land where the event is taking place. The city of Gold Coast is the largest council in Queensland that does not conduct an acknowledgement of country at its ordinary meetings, which instead begin with a prayer and the national anthem. Other larger councils, including Brisbane, the Sunshine Coast, Cairns, Townsville, conduct acknowledgements of country. According to the council's minutes, about 60% of Queensland local councils deliver an acknowledgement of country at the beginning of their ordinary meetings. Mayor Tom Tate said he would take the matter on board, but there would be no changes until the current term ends in March 2024. Everything is going great here. Citizenship ceremonies, we do acknowledgement, he says, council businesses. We do our national anthem, and I think that's good enough. What's your take on that, Jim Mob? Talking about closing the gap, talking about building bridges, falling by the wayside there on the Gold Coast. No acknowledgement. Doesn't take much, not a lot of money spent in that, you know, in regard to acknowledgement. We're talking about respect. And here we are, 21st century, fight for our existence and what have you. And they say, build a bridge, get over it. Go figure. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Still trying to find me. Out of office message. Mahalo from Hawaii. Leadership's not really something that I'm feeling, kid. You maybe should have voted for the other guy behind me. What's the matter, little Aussie Bradley? You're tired? No. Everything I own is on fire. Well, your Aussie spirit's lifting and you're still kicking on. Everything's burning. Better turn the house and crack it on. We deserve someone who's a little bit better than it. Ain't no one but this nice and settled. You ain't fit to push the whip, you're back pedaling. I'm real nice like, and it's not like I miss this nightlife. So good, yes, alright. If we can't start a house party, start a house fight.
Come little baby, shelter from the storm. We're going viral and the fire is warm. We good little citizens sitting in the bunker, just watching the boss fumble like my befuddled uncle does. We rockin' the lock.
fucking self interred. Watching videos of Jacinda Ardern. Shit, even the Kiwis aren't allowed outside.
If you can't start a house party, start a house fire. Briggs 4 p.m. Chuck Peter Dutton if you see him. To port this, how you feeling? Pandemic's got them reeling, people need to see you leaving. Footy's on, do it after the weekend. If worst comes to worst, the people come first.
Yeah, but I'm gonna need a purse for the Megatron.
You ain't fit, we don't get near a penny worth. You ain't fit, the leadership is getting plenty worth. Went to hit the store and everything had been for a day. Quarantined us all, so we're sitting indoors. And if they're getting on board, I'm pulling this ripcord and ditching this Concord and splitting like John Ford. I'm real nice, like, and it's not like I miss this nightlife.
We're all good.
Yes, alright. If we can't start a house party, start a house fire.
But you're cool.
Yeah, you're alright. But I'm kinda sick and tired of being inside.
We're all good.
Yeah, we're all smart. If we can't start a house party, start a house fire.
Come, little baby, shelter from the storm. We're coughing up lungs and the kettle's on. We already burned the world outside.
If we can't start a house party, start a house fire. Start a house party, start a house fire.
Scotty from marketing, standing there shuffling his papers, wondering what Jesus hasn't come to save us. Looking to be the Dutton light, what else is happening?
At least the Ruby Princess had a
football captain. Come there, baby, shelter from the storm. Stay the fuck inside until the bug is gone. But we can still stir shit from the inside.
If you can't start a house party, start a house fire.
Yeah, too daily. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. That was Briggs featuring Tim Minchin, House Fire. And speaking of Tim Minchin, opportunity there for your mob to go online, YouTube. Tim Minchin, he's a comedian, he's an artist. But he did a song there back in 2016, because here we are doing the funeral for George Pell. And he did a song that came out, asking him to come back when he was overseas, to come back and face the music in regard to pedophilia action. So check out that song. It's called Come Home, Cardinal George Pell. So check that out. And he did a song there featuring, operating with Briggs, featuring House Fire here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 6 minutes left on the program, your mob, squeezing the yarn, looking at other news headlines that come to the surface here. ABC News, Peter Dutton to meet with Uluru Statement from the Heart Architects over invoice voice to Parliament referendum. Architects of the Uluru Statement from the Heart will use a meeting with opposition leader Peter Dutton to directly make the case for why the Liberal Party should support this year's referendum on an Indigenous voice to Parliament. The meeting will take place via video link following an invitation by Minister for Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney. Prominent First Nations leader will deliver a presentation to Mr. Dutton. Mr. Dutton has not yet declared whether his party will back the referendum. And Mr. Dutton will, this is happening today sometime, attend a meeting of the referendum working group via video link after accepting the invitation from Minister Indigenous Australians Linda Burney. Prominent First Nations leaders Pat Anderson, Professor Megan Davis and Noel Pearson will deliver a presentation to Mr. Dutton, which they say will aim to provide a broader understanding of the grassroots genesis of the voice and the difference it will make. Mr. Dutton has called for more information about the voice and has not yet declared whether its party will back the referendum, which is due to take place in the second half of the year. So during the meeting, he will also be shown a video that includes the views of 6 Indigenous leaders, community workers and students from regional and remote parts of the nation, explaining how the voice would empower their communities. Professor David, who is a constitutional law expert, Cobble Cobble woman and co-author of the Uluru Statement, says she hopes the meeting will help persuade Mr. Dutton to back the referendum. I'm hopeful it will help clarify for him now how significant a constitutional enshrined voice for our people and for the nation, she said. We gifted the Uluru Statement from the heart to the Australian people, not politicians, because it's too important to get caught up in partisan politics. Our people know what what and when they are heard, and they do better outcomes for their communities, for their families. Our hope is that Mr. Dutton's party room support First Nations peoples and help bring the whole country together to make this important constitutional change. Professor David was a driving force behind the Uluru Statement, which was created back in 2017, and called for legal and structural reforms, including a voice embedded in the Constitution to give First Nations people a say when it comes to laws and policies that affect their communities. So there it is. So good luck with it all. The voice to Parliament. The Liberal Party yet to say yay or nay on that. Need for more information? Well, if you come to the table, you'll get more information. So hopefully he attends that meeting. Well, it's come to the time where Trinity Trev signs off. You mob. Thank you very much for your company. We're back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Always good yarning with you, mob. And thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.